Thank you very much for accepting my talk, for coming here. Also, thank you very much for giving me the cable internet. I asked for it, but there is only cable, there is no socket to put it in here. So it will be maybe a bit slower than I expected, and maybe I even have to show to you a bit less of what I intended. Okay, if you can imagine from the title of my work, subtitle of my work, talk description, and the images that are running there now, I'm going to talk about the early World Wide Web. I have a lot of to share with you, and I'm a bit afraid that there will be not enough time in the end for the conclusion. So let me please make some statements right now. So what I'm and the last. Drop. So, final, originally final statements. What I am going to show to you now has nothing to do with nostalgia. I'm not showing to you out of the nostalgia. And I really believe that making web pages is one of the most conscious activities, medium-specific conscious activities that computer users can do in this world. And also there is a making a web page is something that, where you historically you learn how things work. You write the code historically. Also, making a web page meant to answer some existential questions. So it was, let's say, also a philosophical exercise in philosophy, because you had to answer questions, actually, who am I? What do I have to say to the world? And it's a bit, what should my page be about? Yeah? And this is a bit more than to answer the question of today, like, what are you doing today? Or who is on this photo? Yeah, though, of course, you also can't underestimate such questions. Well, so you had to answer existential questions, and if you find out that you don't actually have anything to say to this world about yourself, about anything, you can't even make a hate Backstreet Boy page or a fan Backstreet Boy page, then you can still be a node in the network. So you can create a web page with the links to other web pages. So I'm going to talk now about the time that when web pages were made like this, like when users thought that they are responsible for providing links to search engines, yeah, and not vice versa. And it's also time when users were opening source codes of other users' web pages and making their own, and this is how they learn, and so, and were making a World Wide Web bigger, bigger, and bigger. And this is, yeah, it's very important to keep this activity alive in order to resist the algorithmical communication and self-representation that we have today. And I also should mention that I am very happy, in fact, about today's situation online, because I see that there is already a second wave of interest to the early web. The first one was, let's say, 6-7 years ago, when there was interest to animated GIFs, to under construction signs, to all the visuals, and yeah, so star backgrounds, so to the aesthetics. And today we fortunately have initiatives where the fact of making the web page, the concept and the structure are put in front. I mean such initiatives as neocities.org, as Tilde Club, and as Superglue It, the projects that motivate to go away from the timeline and to make your own web pages and to link to the web pages. I'm also somebody who if you maybe remember my talk last year, I'm somebody who fights for the right of the users and insists that such category as computer users should exist, shouldn't disappear from the language, and users should be educated about their noble role. And that's why, no, not that's why, sorry, I also want to mention that last year when Julian Assange said system administrators of the world unite, it was quite an excluding appeal. And this year Applebaum actually corrected it and said that, yeah, community should unite. And I think that also this appeal should be extended even more, and these are computer users who should unite. But for this, computer users again should be educated and remember that using something, it is a means active position. Being computer user means to bring system in action, and this is something what, yeah, it had to be reworked, that we have to come up, come back to this 30 years ago old ideas. Well, and that's why I'm showing to you what I'm showing to you now, because when, if we talk about the users and power of the users, we can't skip these pages in the history of the internet, of the web, and of the computer users. So having now said that, let me please greet you properly.
You're my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy and the umpkin.
Okay, what you've just seen now, it is a trailer for a longer film, which is called Skywriting. And this film features the web pages from the GeoCities archive that uses this welcome plane on the top of it. There, what you see just now here, some of them, the whole the interface would look like this, so they're part of the huge database we have at this moment, and we are, myself and Dragan Espenschied, former computer musician, one part of Bodenständig 2000 band. He's also a net artist, and he is at this moment a digital conservator in Rhizome, New York. We together are GeoCities Research Institute, and we make 1 terabyte of kilobyte age project. Keep it alive. We have a stamp. And all this, I should say now, this is a bit like the end of the story. Because it is, what, it is 2014. And when I started, I would like now to go a bit back in time, to go to 1995, when I started to work with the World Wide Web, and it looked like this, or like that. This is also a snapshot from that time. Yeah, and I started to make things at that time that I wanted to look quite different from this bright, loud, and dynamic, in another sense of the word World Wide Web. So I created the projects that were different, and it was already the end of the 90s, or let's say It was the end of the 90s when I started to teach internet design and net art. And this was when I realized that actually pages that I was trying to forget in my work, that I tried to distance from that, from what I wanted to be different, they just disappear from the web. It was around 2000 when it became completely clear that the amateur culture, the early culture of the web, is removed from the web. And since that time, I started to make works that are actually celebrating this early web culture. Just some examples, but to show this one, I have to go to the virtual machine, to Windows, and even to start an Explorer. This work is from 2004, and it only made from the found GIFs from the free collections of GIFs. And there would be more and more revealed. And another important thing at that time was for Dragon and me was that it is this work is for the browser, and it also not only celebrates animated GIFs but celebrates browser and scroll bar. You know, it's 2004, but the war on scroll bar already started at that time. Now it's almost the end, but we still sometimes can see it. Now I have to wait for the right bit. The work is called Gravity. Okay, what's that? Yeah, now I can close the virtual machine and come back to my system. Yeah. Another work from the same time, which goes in the same direction, is called Midnight. And there we wanted to bring back the navigation elements from the early web that were at this moment substituted by one omnipresent slide bar, which we know from Google Maps. It's again almost 10 years old project, so at that time slide bar looked like this. So you can't really, it's not functional. But when you start to use it, you reveal all these tiny graphics that early web users created, stole, found, whatever, because they didn't like what interface designers were providing. They didn't believe in back and forward buttons of the browser, and they wanted to have their own structure of their own navigation. Let's put it like this. So after many, many years of appropriating and bringing to the in front the early web culture, I decided to become a GIF model myself. So I wanted to give back to the community. It's 2005. And I wanted to be used on the web pages, believing that people were still making their web pages. This is this small window here. It's my showroom of that time. So I show to you here that I am a perfect loop, and that I will look good on every background. Yeah. So use me on the web pages. And this is. Thank you. I have a lot of my deeds documented, and there is a YouTube channel here where I document where I finally found myself, on what pages I was used, and it's very satisfying. And if we talk about the history, please remember that this is what animated GIF is. It is used not to be posted somewhere. It's not to be to make a loop of your favorite film, the role was to be to appear on another web page. And when you would make your own GIF, you would make it in a way that others would be able to use it. just a moment, if we're still by... I'll teleport that sound. Steam connection. Yeah. I will go here shortly. This is where all my projects could be found. And I'm making the timelines also of animated GIFs. And so they're following the history. And this, maybe anybody here ever used this lady on their web page. She's a bit strange, yeah? This, you can't really move legs like this. But maybe this was the reason why it was used on so many web pages around 96. And then here, what we have here is the next period in the history. It's around 2004, 2006. Then GIFs became much, much bigger, glittering and static. This was the main thing. Yeah, and this already MySpace stuff. This is the period then GIFs started a new wave of the interest. They were very aesthetically pleasing, perfect loops at that moment, but it would never be transparency because it would be, at this time, it's already about just showing GIFs to each other, not using them in the web pages. And this is very specific for today's moment, the GIF which has this moment of it's not perfect loop. Yeah, it starts again and again. And on one hand, maybe it comes from, actually the idea that it doesn't matter at this moment. It's just a trend at this particular time. There is also an alternative history I can show to you here. This is my idol. Maybe you know her. And this is again, this is around 2004. This is having your favorite film moments looped. Yeah, and this is something what we have now, something important, so-called GIFs with sound. Everything what I do is, of course, very subjective, yeah? You can make your own timelines, but you can also spread mine. So I will continue, but to show to you so what was happening before 1 terabyte project. This is our effort to recreate Facebook, Google Plus, and YouTube as if they were made in 2000. thank you. As if they were made in 1997 and not in 2004. This is YouTube. There is also Pinterest. So it was, now I say exactly about 1997, because it's important for me to also to emphasize it right now that we can't just talk about the 90s as some web style. Every year, almost every half a year, there was something different happening. And for example, 1997, it's appearance of Netscape Communicator, and this is when you could already, this was already the beginning of something what would end up as social networks and such hosting services. So web as for applications, not for the web pages. Yeah, and talking about the styles, when I showed you screenshots like this, yeah, like this, like that, something like this again, here, you would say, yeah, exactly, this is the classic appearance of the web of the 90s. But here I want to confront you with my with my timeline of the design styles of that time, and to tell you that usually we only see this vernacular web as a dominant style of that time, and forget about something what I called prof doctor, that was before this crazy amateur web, before something what was called GeoCities 96 after in design circles, and also the designers period that started in 1997, the first attempts. And this prof doctor It is an important phenomena. So it's, let's say, 1993, the first web browsers, it's Mosaic. And these are pages that were made usually at the universities. And this prof doctor thing, this is, it comes from, it was my trick to show it to the students. Also, like around 10 years ago, this trick worked. If I would type in search engine prof doctor, it would deliver to me many pages that were made around 93 or that still look like in 1993. Yeah, because it's very difficult to catch this content. And it's also it's time before Wayback Machine, before Internet Archive. Now it is just, it's very actual page. It's my favorite prof doctor, just shown in the Mosaic browser. Important thing about this period also, the attitude to the design. The idea that it's not me who is designing the web page for everybody else, but it is me who is just providing everything as a default. And I then, as end user, I decide how all the internet should look for me. So I decide what is my link colors for everything, what is color of the text, what is color of the background. So these are some pages that follow this prof doctor style, and these are also pages of prof doctors. And this is this look, yeah? This is the classic look. And then the war started. You can also see how things were developing. You see here is the background edit, yeah? So one step away from semantics, from the markup style to the wildness, that then, in the end, brings us to the situation that also astrophysics start to make pages like this, yeah? And then this amateur vernacular web starts to form, and then we don't have to follow any more pages of academics, but we can go back to GeoCities and enjoy it there. So this look of the 1996. Yeah. Welcome, all hackers. What's important to remember about GeoCities when we talk about it? That it was a place that you were not supposed to go, actually. And at that time, I also, if somebody would send to me a link to GeoCities, I wouldn't dare to try it, yeah, because it was supposed that there is nothing valuable there at all. And I have all these books about web design tips of that time. And imagine none of these books uses GeoCities even as a bad example. Yeah? There is only one. Once it appears in web pages that suck. Of course, maybe you know. But imagine only one example from the GeoCities. Though today we see GeoCities as a, like as an essence of everything what could go wrong with the web design. So it's a very special place, but to shortly the history, it was founded in 1994. It became usable and very popular around 95, 96. Yahoo bought it in 1999, in the moment that it, when it was the third most visited web page on the web, after AOL and Yahoo itself. And in 2009, Yahoo killed GeoCities. The screenshot, what you see here now, it comes from 1999. It's when Yahoo bought GeoCities. It's half a year later. Then Yahoo introduced their terms of services. And then finally users noticed that things changed. And there was this paragraph 8. There Yahoo said that all your pictures belong to us. Yeah, and there was a lot of angry pages and a lot of people left at that moment GeoCities. So in 2009, Yahoo closed GeoCities because it's already 2009. Almost everybody is on Facebook. And Yahoo didn't know what to do with this at all. And then archive team made a great effort. And in this half a year, what Yahoo gave to the users to rescue their files, archive team actually grabbed as much as possible of the GeoCities, and they released it as a torrent, 1 terabyte torrent. That's why our project is called 1 terabyte of kilobyte age. On the 31st of October 2010, so 1 year later when it was made, we started to download it. It took us several months, of course, to download it because there was only one CEDAR, and it is 1 terabyte. Then there were months of rebuilding the city, the cities, the neighborhoods, because all this 1 terabyte, it was not just GeoCities sketched and now you can open all this and enjoy, but these were towers made by many, many different people. You had to put them together. You have to fight the Simlink cancer. You have to also deal with a lot of problems with uppercase, lowercase. So in the end, it's an, of course, an effort of Dragon mostly. In the end, we got now 395 profiles of the early web pages. Nobody knows how much is it of what was actually there ever. Yeah, there is no statistics. And Yahoo has no idea about anything, of course. So apart from just having these screenshots at our archive, there is a beautiful, or how Dragon calls it, the amazing GeoCities screenshot factory. Will not explain to you now how it works, but you already have seen what comes in the end. Yeah, there is a snapshot of the web page that appears in the browser that is adequate for that particular moment of time. There is then screenshots, because we want to feed the internet with its history as much as possible. It comes to Tumblr. Every 20 minutes, there is a new screenshot from our archive. So they are now at this moment. Everybody can enjoy it. But screenshots are only screenshots, of course. It is an amazing, a very rich content, but you can imagine when you look at this page, something is missing, of course. In fact, it should look like this. But to make a video snapshot of the page, it's completely different. It's a different size of the file. It's much longer time you need for this. So the Tumblr is at this moment is fed only with the screenshots, with the static screenshots. We have still material for 12 more years to feed the Tumblr. But as you maybe already know, Yahoo bought Tumblr. Yeah? So we don't know how much time we still have, and or what should we, maybe archive team should already grab the Tumblr with everything what we are posting there. How does this, what is the chronology? We started with the last, with the earliest, with the oldest updated screenshot. So this one is the first one in our archive. It only means that it is the last one, the first one in our archive. Yeah, it doesn't has a lot, says a lot about the history. So, but from what was rescued, this page was the oldest. So it was updated in 1995, last updated in 1995. And this is how we go in further in the history. So at this moment on Tumblr, we are in August 1999. And it's already .com, yeah, if you remember such, or use such dirty words. But an interesting thing, that, by the way, with GeoCities, that you can see how time sort of was frozen there. Yeah, it's 99, but on GeoCities, it's always 96. This is the amazing thing about it. But this screenshot is from 1995. And here, I can, for the first time, maybe mention this, what was in subtitle of my talk. You see that this page is made for something different as 800 to 600. We make, at this moment, we make screenshots for 800, 600, but this one is obviously for 640 to 480, just because of the size of the lines. What else do we know here? What are the historically important moments? The Kelvin picture of Kelvin. You know, when you look at the geocities, you can think that it was filled with the fans of Kelvin and Hobbits. But it's not really like this. The thing is that geocities provided the clip art. There were a lot of flags that you were supposed to use on this place to represent particular country, Germany, Russia, or whatever. And there was Spock from Star Trek, and there was Kelvin. Yeah. So if you haven't scanned your own picture yet, you would probably use the Kelvin. But it is a very early web pages, but still there is a mess of Kelvins in the GeoCities archive. Yeah, another background, but you see he is here, and the structure is still there. What is quite a touching moment, I would say here, what I was mentioning before, this comes from the template, links to the other sites on the web. Yeah, it was there from the very beginning. It's sort of course, you could remove it, but it also, you were motivated to fill it. Yeah? So web page without links to other pages, it's sort of a useless thing. wait a moment. Yeah. What I wanted to say here again, this page, maybe it's not so clear, but it's again, it's made for 640. And what was significant for that time, you could see a lot that people were still talking about the cyberspace, not so much welcome to my web page, not welcome to my electronic office, but welcome to my corner of cyberspace, or welcome to my cyber home. There was 95, this is still time that people refer to this place as place somewhere else. And they make it for 640 without giving other opportunities. This is already from later. Yeah, these choices that designers had to make and users had to make for themselves. Or here you can even more later, but and come screens are getting bigger, and there is this choice, but it was not there at that moment. But what you can see, yeah, this is now where you can see it in a classic way, right? This is 640. And this is what we see now. And when I open this page now on my screen, I see the gentleman like an infinity of the gentleman in outer space. Or here. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can't see it here, but it's the same. It is the picture that didn't have to be tiled. Yeah, the known motif, but also it's adjusted for 640. This one is very beautiful. All the cockpit to fly with this web page to the cyberspace is built here. Looked terrible already around 96, or not terrible, but maybe, yeah, maybe. In fact, it's how it had to grow, but the original plan was that it's like this. MIDI sound is, of course, in background. That's why I make, with my mobile phone, I make the videos of these websites, and there is my channel on Vine, so you can enjoy it there as well. Yeah, and just think, please, that this, what is here, maybe you can see it, hello, cyber visitor, is said there. So, and this is, yeah, this is still the time that you refer to cyberspace, and this is actually not because you are noob and you don't know how cyberspace looks, but because it's time when cyberspace got its look for everybody. And this look was star, outer space background with underlined words on it. If it's Netscape, these words were in blue. Yeah? And this was the, yeah, when John Perry Barlow was writing his Declaration of Independence of Cyberspace, the cyberspace looked like this. And this is important to remember, yeah, such things, not to underestimate. Till this time, I almost only showed to you the screenshot in made in Netscape. And It was a difficult moment for us earlier this year when we had to switch to Explorer. Because it was, Netscape is, of course, was more, it was more attracting more attention, and it looked like really like the past. Yeah, because Explorer, here it looks like an old Explorer, but everybody knows that it's still there. It is an actual thing. But Netscape was very pleasant to look at, but we couldn't ignore anymore that in 1999, actually, there was almost no Netscape. And with the page, what I showed to you now, this is the first the web page that was last updated on 18th of March 1999. That's why it's the day of release of Explorer 5, and this is when we changed and now stream screenshots in Explorer, unfortunately. But in the archive, you can always see in both. By the way, about archive, I didn't mention. Well, this is what I see. I use the 1 terabyte as my interface to the archive. So if I would go now with Chrome. So here I don't have an add-on, here I don't have proxy, I would see what you see. And here I have see this actual page. Yeah, for me GeoCities is up. I go online to go offline, so to say. Yeah, thank you. There is something what can be of interest for you. There are also copies, but they're not as full as ours. You can access through our, there is also always a URL. So you can, when you know the URL, you can go to, you can check this URL on GeoCities, on OCities and GeoCities VS. Yeah, they also have copies, not so structured as ours, and a lot of things are missing, but still this is where you can see a lot of the past. There was something about funny here about the these elements, what I wanted to show to make a bridge from here. Maybe anybody used in this room ever used this bar in the web page? Somebody ever seen it? It is sort of a, show to you some pages. I tag these pages in our archive nightmare after this page, because it is also my personal nightmare. They are all ruins, these web pages, and they come to, from the certain period, from 1997, and this is when Intel tried to make their template for making web pages. They tried to make their site builder, and they introduced these crazy elements, these bars and dripping, how it's called, Wasserhahn. And people were trying to make something out of it, but it never worked. And then was already Yahoo, and Yahoo introduced their own site builder, and this is how it all went. Yeah, so when I go to the archive, I can also see the elements, like this DAF, but you probably know, the welcome skull used on so many welcome pages, yeah, to invite you to enter. So it's also possible in the archive, it's possible not only to tag pages, but to tag elements of the pages. A lot of beautiful stuff. It's really overwhelming. This is, by the way, here what you see now, it is the most used graphic on GeoCities. Maybe I would better have to announce it on Valentine's Day. Yeah, but I just said it now. So after the counter and after the logo of GeoCities, this is the most used graphic. In fact, this is not so important for us, these statistics. And we are very careful with not to go with the big data approach to all this, and try to make everything with our own eyes. Sometimes I'm happy to be able to involve my students. For example, this is our PMAN research, what we just finished. There, it's not such a famous graphic, but there are almost 800 of them on the GeoCities. here is with all his glory. And the great thing about this graphic is that it was always used in connection with another graphic. So this is how people were showing their disagreement or disgust about something or somebody. And yeah, sort of a dislike button, you can also say. We could find out all this, we have more than 700 results of what users were peeing on, yeah? What did they hate? And yeah, there are politicians, there are Hansen, of course. There are a lot of sport teams and sport symbolics. Surprisingly, I thought that it would be GeoCities that would be the most peeable on, pissed on thing, but it is Ford. Yeah, whatever you can. Yeah, there is now an installation we built out of it. We made him prominent and put all this on the monitor here. And it can be, yeah, very relieving in the end of the day to, yeah, to get another role as a researcher. Then coming now most closer to the end, I would like to say, yeah, what else we're looking for? Yeah, what images were used for? What was the tendencies? Not so much who made the image or how often they were used. And also the elements of the choices, what early web makers had to make and end users had to make. For example, here there is this thing, you know, you see, you can decide to go hi-fi or lo-fi. So not resolution, but hi-fi and lo-fi. And this hi-fi, it is something for the future. Yeah, lo-fi, there is a content here about this band. But this hi-fi on the page that was last updated in 1996 means that somebody believes that in some weeks maybe that it will be possible to have videos there, yeah, to listen to the music. And it is prepared for it, but nothing happens. So this is the choice. I remember myself even leaving this choice to something for the future. Okay, not possible now, but in some weeks. Another greatest choice, what we all had to make at this time, and to say frames or no frames. Yeah? And there is a culture around this, and hate graphics and love graphics, and how they all appear. And if you can see here, okay, now you have a choice. Yeah? The choices we could make at that time, and we gladly made. Something else, what I'm very careful about, try to make something meaningful out of it, are the messages where people promise that soon there will be something. It is quite, you know, it's a little bit or very difficult thing because you know that these are dead pages, but you all the time get, still now in 99, you get this promise, just wait for 2 weeks or next week or as soon as school starts, or the opposite, soon school will be over and I will have time. So this, sometimes it's prominent, bold message, sometimes it's more narrative. And this is another great thing that people really narrate and tell the stories and explain why they make pages and why it's not good yet and how everything will change when they get scanner. And at the same time, there is another wave of messages where people say no more. Yeah, there will be no page. And these processes, they go in the parallel to each other, but in the opposite direction. Sometimes there is a reason given why somebody is not updating the page anymore. Mostly these are very optimistic, in fact, pages where people say that because we got a new domain, because we got a new location, yeah, we moved, there is new life starts. Also, the tragedy here is that it's almost never that you would follow this link and there would be something. They also don't exist anymore. Yeah, there are a lot of hate messages and at the same time, a lot of a lot of very happy and beginning of the new life, or somebody's moving to angel fire, yeah, and thinks that now things will be great. Or tripod, yeah, of course, there is they offer not 11 megabytes but 20 megabytes, yeah, I am moving to tripod. So things like this. We are, at this moment, we are two people who are mostly doing this, but finally we were also joined by Chinese researcher of Chinese digital folklore, and he is now going through the Chinese web pages, so pages in Chinese language. This is important for us. We for sure need somebody who would go into Spanish and Portuguese web pages. We are in general interested to open the interface for those who want to research, to use this content to publish their ideas. And now, for example, yeah, there are a lot of things, a lot of fan pages, a lot of hate pages. There are genealogy pages, clans. Yeah, this is very important. So the content, which it wouldn't be right that the person, one person or even two people, just go through this. And for example, we should not forget, yeah, as J.C. Hertz wrote in Surfing on the Internet in 1994, actually before GeoCities, that the net isn't just a scientific research tool, it's an outlet for gorgeous women trapped in the bodies of male computer programmers. And one should say that GeoCities was really an outlet for cross-dressers, especially the West Hollywood neighborhood. Yeah, GeoCities were about neighborhoods. And there are pages that we, really a lot of them, quite in a good state. We think what to do with them, because they have to be analyzed, they don't have to be exposed, but it should be somebody in, somebody with experience in queer culture and also experience in early web culture to analyze them and to make sense out of it. I show to you this page now because if you would scroll down there, you would see that there is a message left on this page to the future generation. So this page was supposed to be shown to you. So if you have an ideas how you could contribute to GeoCities archive, to 1 terabyte of kilobyte age research, we would be happy to listen to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the great talk. I found it myself very interesting and very animatic. So, and we have plenty of time for questions. And I already see there's one from the Signal Angel.
Do I have audio? Yes. So are you aware of pages which are not in these archives? And did you cooperate with other archive efforts to get a most complete set? Can you even estimate how many pages are missing?
No, we can't estimate how many pages are missing. Yeah, no, we can't. There is a lot of attempt to merge them.
So you,
but it's in the state that I can't say how many.
So you can't give a percentage.
No, that we can't say, but we were very curious ourselves, but we didn't find answer to this question.
So next microphone one, please.
I'm going to need therapy after this, and there's a reason for that. I had to look up in my old resume. I was the chief network engineer for the parent company of GeoCities. And I spent an hour, both originally in Beverly Hills, which is why there was a connection to West Hollywood, and then when they moved to Santa Monica. So I've just got a couple of things I'll share with you.
Oh.
The systems were horrible. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. Sun Solaris, the first thing I did was put HTTPD 1.4 pre-forking web server on there, if you can think back to what happened before that. To get these bits out to the rest of the world was an absolute fight. GeoCities was growing. We were rack and stacking Sun 10s, then Sun 20s, and finally bigger machines during 96. We blew out 100 megs of FIDI connection out of Barnett in the Stanford University colo, which is where the servers were. And this was just a continuous fight. The users were coming in the mid-96. We had to make database changes and the like. But I'm blown away by what you've done. And I'm so sad that I'm saying here going, I know people to contact, but there's no hope that anybody's got an archive from back then. Just nothing. I don't think anybody from the founders or from the original engineers has got like a copy of original stuff anymore. But you just brought this all back.
But can you bring to us back this moment in 1999? Then Yahoo bought.
No, because this was. I was looking at the dates, and this is very finite. This was 96 for me, only 96.
Wow, the best year for everybody.
Oh, next question, please.
Yes, thank you for your amazing talk and your amazing work, and please continue to do so. I was wondering, are you also looking at saving all those old bits of crappy JavaScript code that ran on the back of all these pages in order to make Blink work and all that stuff?
Richard Stallman sent you here to ask me about... No, we tried to grab as much as possible. I was now so shocked when you said JavaScript. But what was your if scripts are included or is templates?
Are you saving them, stacking them up? Because I really believe that's part of that culture as well, where you try to make stuff moving or whatever, blinking, crazy colors.
There is not so much actually made with JavaScript, though. Yeah, they're appearing more and more things, but this is stored. If it was on the web page, it is stored. Or what do you maybe you need? You
mean
Java, probably.
No, I definitely mean JavaScript. Yeah. I'm just looking back at a time when I guess a lot of people here started learning computer science, basically, like you said, the first steps into programming. And for me, it was because I made this basic website. I don't even know where I hosted it, and step by step you want more and more, and that's how you find out. So I was wondering if there's any place I could go and look back at the stuff.
You can go back as always to the Wayback Machine, but for this you have to know where to go. This is the trouble with GeoCities. Yeah, but a lot of these builders and the scripts, they are there. And sometimes I film something and I show something online, and it is actually something very advanced. One could think that you only can make it with HTML5, but then it appears that this were just how things were made in 96, also with some lines of code.
Thank you.
So there's another question from the internet.
So have you thought about the whole right to be forgotten issue regarding your archive page?
I look at 72, minimum at 72 old pages a day. Yeah, and it's always, every time if I want to publish something or to go deeper or to reveal something what is behind 800 to 600, I'm thinking twice about it. And of course it is always this, but there should be something to remember. I see my role in this project, or we see our role as somebody who now will repair and stack as much as possible. Have as much as possible, and these other questions they should be the second, otherwise we don't know what to forget. There would be nothing to forget if there is nothing. left.
I can go on. There's no other question. So do you have anyone looking at the audio content of the archives? So the MIDIs and all the WAV files or the embedded sounds in the pages?
Yeah, this is what is all this my Vine channel. I started on Vine, the GeoCities tag, because what we... yeah, it's not really working. Yeah, but yeah, we miss MIDI sound very much.
Yeah. So what's the most popular MIDI sound?
The most popular MIDI sound, now it's not from the statistics, but what I noticed, this is a theme from X-Files. Of course, yeah. It appears on science fiction web pages, it appears on in West Hollywood, on children web pages, it's everywhere.
Are there any other questions? Yeah, microphone two.
I have a question. Are you interested in people donating their old web pages? Because I'm like a data hoarder and I saved everything I ever did on the internet. And so like maybe others did too and would send you the various crappy starts in the internet.
Yes, please. So it's offline, but you saved it.
Yeah, I did it.
So. Yeah, but, and is it the GeoCities webpage?
No, I guess tripod.
Yeah, this is precious. Tripod is such a mess. Yeah, and with GeoCities, there is still luck, but with a tripod, you wouldn't know what to do with it. And maybe you know more recent case, Hives. Hives, it's a social network in Holland. Yeah, that was last year, it was closed, and their users only got 2 weeks to rescue their files. And there, 25 terabytes of data, yeah, that was saved. But how to make sense out of it, nobody knows yet, but there is. But they are, yeah, at Internet Archive, they are stored.
Another question from the Internet.
So do you know anything about the popularity of CGI and friends? So yeah, basically common gateway interface, so not computer graphics.
I don't really understand the...
So how many pages use CGI code for example, for a counter or something?
Oh, the counter, now I don't have statistics, it's easy to find out actually, but it is, let's say it's almost everywhere, and there is always the, by GeoCities, by Yahoo, there was always one pixel beacon, web beacon that was always there. And starting from Yahoo Times, the counter was by default there. Some removed it, some did not. But we have a developer here.
Next, microphone three, please.
Yeah, okay, so at the beginning of the talk, you talked about this professionalization of the web and that geosites don't exist anymore. So do you think we should bring back this amateur like web creation again? Like, is there any, you talked about NeoCities, like a new project that kind of brings back GeoCities. Mm-hmm. What is your thought about like the current state of amateur web creation, is it bad? And you also talk about this, that we use Facebook instead. It is not really a creative, engaging activity. So what is the alternative? How do we bring back this amateur age of the web?
It is developing in two ways, actually. Well, you can see one about the aesthetics, let's say so-called, what's called low digital aesthetics. So these are people just having fun with graphics, having fun with templates given to them. Do you know blingy.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, but maybe not many know here. Blingy.com, this is where you can make animated graphics, you can make them glitter, you can apply a lot of stamps on it and then use them in comments or anywhere. Interestingly, I mentioned it, it's usually mentioned as the most bad taste thing you can do. But I observed this service for many years, and amazing how it develops in a very transparent one. You always can see who made what stamp, who contributed with what to the system. You can see the layers and use the layers of everything. It's almost like opening in former times the source code of the page and being able to make your own page. But this is, of course, all used for to creating some cheesy glittering graphics. So this is the maybe the down part of it. And the last note, but I mentioned NeoCities, they don't try to make GeoCities. They just call themselves like this. They want to distance from this style. But they wanted people make web pages without templates. And also I mentioned Tilde Club, and Tilde meaning that you get there. You are the user on the system. Yeah, you get the tilde in front of your name. But not only. Again, you can make your pages without templates there. And you are motivated to make web rings, so to link to each other. And this is quite a, I would say, quite a precious thing to start to do again. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good. So we ran out of time. Thanks for everybody for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for the talk.